Hi, everybody. Hey, Anne. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Inval. Hi, Corinne. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi. Hi, Lissa. Hi, Tammy. Hi, Mara. Oh, she might be able to hear me yet. Okay, we'll wait another moment and get started. All right. Hi, Mara. Okay. We'll get started. Wait, let me get myself together here. All right. So we have a practicum call today. Yay, we're gonna do some practice. And actually what we're gonna do, a little bit different today than group practice, although it is a group practice. But I'm going to ask for some volunteers, somebody to be the coach and somebody to be the client. And we're going to do a coaching session and observe whoever the brave person is that wants to coach. And then we're going to break it all down. So we'll get there in a few minutes, but before we do, I want to open up space for you guys to think about celebrations. So, you know, things go in cycles. Sometimes we feel better about things. Sometimes we don't feel as good about things. I go in those same exact cycles. It's always nicer when there's like a yay cycle part of the cycle versus a like, you know. But what is true, what I've really learned is true, is that even when things are not going as planned, and even, you know, excuse my language, when, you know, there is a like for real shitstorm happening, which they sometimes happen, there is also forward movement happening within it. There are also positive, sweet, you know, things that we want to remember even in those moments. So wherever you are in the cycle, if you're on, you know, the higher end of the cycle or not as much, right now, I want to invite you to take a moment and write down, and for some of you, this might be challenging in this moment. For some of you, this might be easy. I want you to write down at least 5 celebrations. This can be something inner or outer, right? And so what I mean by that is outer is like, you know, new client just came in, just raised your rates, did outreach, excuse me, whatever it is. And inner can be a shift that you notice inside of yourself or something that you're claiming more. Excuse me. And guys, I'm just going to run and get some water while you do that. Hold on one sec. Take another minute What do you really want to celebrate, inner or outer? All right, let's hear some shares. What are you guys celebrating? What do you want to claim? Inbal.
I hired my first administrative person for support. And I also had a junior colleague that I hired for support with a consultancy. Reach out yesterday to ask if I'm still accepting clients.
That's great.
So it'll be a short program and like a discounted rate, but she's amazing and I'm so honored. And she was working with someone else before.
I love it. Those are two awesome celebrations. And I feel like, you know, they're celebrations in and of themselves, but also involve reflective of, yeah, I feel like you're bringing a different quality of energy to your business and your work right now. Like you're in a new phase, and so yay, so happy to hear it, Corinne.
Oh, I just took a bite. I'm celebrating a lot right now. I celebrated this morning that I had 3 cancellations today. So I went and sat in the hot tub for an hour. And now I'm catching up on you know, the piles of to-do, which was like, oh, like, thank you, goddess. And these are people that would just reschedule. So it was fine. And it felt like such a gift today. But even more, I'm celebrating that I've been thinking about doing a ritual to call in all the people that need to work with me for 2021. So I finally did it yesterday morning. And it's now sitting on my altar. I have like a little bowl for each program I teach. And I have little gemstones that I filled it up with a number of people that's going to come into that training. And I started with a really big pile of these little mini gemstones and really calling in. These are the people that want to work with me this year and that needs what I bring. And they're ready for it. And it felt powerful and real. Yeah. And now they're all sitting here on my altar and I can't wait to meet them.
I love it. I mean, you know, I think one of the things that is kind of moving through me as you're speaking, Corinne, is that the ritual is really a representation of a couple of things. Like one, your deep knowing of what you're ready for, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And two, the word that keeps on moving through me is focus. Like, I don't know, I get this sense that you're focused. Like yeah. there's a new kind of focus there for you that's more mm-hmm. laser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I'm finding when my focus is there and I'm focusing on filling these groups, the coaching clients, they just kind of, it's almost like they're just tagging along the current.
Yes. And yes. They're being drawn in because of the other visibility that you're creating and the ways that you're drawing people in. You are totally there in your business. Like at that point where that is going to happen more and more. And that is a celebration in and of itself.
Yay.
Yay. I know you know this already, but remember to reactivate don't just let the dust settle on the altar, like whenever you can reactivate in whatever way feels important for you.
That's I'm going to actually put that in my calendar because that's something that I forget.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I said it, I forget it. But mm-hmm. that's so true. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Beautiful. Yay. Stephanie.
Yeah, so I shared this in the group, but I wanted to celebrate it again right now, where I've been having a lot of re-enrollment conversations with clients, and it's actually like blowing my mind. Like you've said this all along, that like, yeah, work on your skills and people will renew. And I'm like, yeah, sure. But like 5 out of 9 people that I've talked to are renewing like right away, which is insane. Cause like before, like, I don't think I ever re-signed a client. So yeah, that's really amazing. And a little mind blowing. So I'm celebrating that. And the other thing that I want to celebrate actually is sort of, it's a weird celebration because it's sort of like celebrating resistance that's coming up in me. But I've been noticing, so there's some people that I'm starting to work with. They're like marketing people, they're compliance people. They also work with similar clients to mine, herbal businesses, and they're putting on a conference at the end of February that is going to be basically helping people start herbal businesses, which is what I do. And I've been watching myself go into like weird territoriality and competitiveness around it, but rather than like going down that road, just choosing instead to come at it with a view, like an approach of collaboration. And like, I don't have to compete with these people. And so I'm going to be sponsoring the conference. I'm inviting them to come speak to my clients. And that's just been like a really interesting dance of like noticing when those sort of like angry, competitive, territorial feelings come up in me, but making a different choice basically. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm celebrating that.
I think both of those are huge celebrations. And I even get the sense that they're connected too, because there's something about with the renewals and you really owning your value, you know, in that, right? That is, I think, probably also softening things up around the competition piece. You know, it's like you don't have to be as competitive when you are empowered inside of yourself. So I think, and yay for being part of the conference too, and for that kind of exposure, and to have a forum where like your exact ideal clients are gonna be there and you're gonna be visible. I have some other things to say on competition. I won't get into it right now, but I feel like plant the seed that there's negative competition and also positive competition, right? So just like I personally, and we can talk about it more another time, like don't think it's about eradicating competition altogether, but it's like how we approach it and how we use it and how we feel about ourselves and others to use each other to get better and better and better collectively. Mm. So I'll just drop that in there to noodle on if that feels interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's some truth there. Like looking at what they are putting out there, there's part of me that's like, oh, my stuff's not as good or I should be doing that. But really like, actually I can see what they're doing and know where my gaps are and like try to fill that in. So exactly. Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah. To use it as inspiration versus totally. Judgment on yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Great. Tammy.
I just wanted to say hi to everybody. I know I don't show up often, but I always think of you and I'm part of it energetically. I just have a lot going on in my life, which I'm going to acknowledge and be witnessed in right now that I'm really doing it. I'm really leaving New York in the next 2 months and I'm doing it because I believe in something very strongly. And I'm not only showing an example for people that I work with, but for my children and for just to set an example, but following your heart and yeah, just being witnessed in that.
It's so big. There's like chaos swirling around you, Tam, like so much going on. And also you've put a stake in the ground and you're taking action and it's courageous and it's so important. Lissa, did you have your hand up? I saw you. I just want to make sure. I didn't know if you were just waving at someone or
I was doing sparkle fingers. Oh, okay.
Just wanted to make sure.
Okay. But I can say that I've been being very gentle with myself and still coming into organizing myself within my business, which is really big, really big. And because there's like a panic part of me that shuts me down, and just finding that new balance of being able to bring the focus that I have with things that interest me into finding things that are interesting about the things that scare me about business, and bringing that focus. So it's like this, it's this weaving dance that I'm doing, and it's feeling really good and hopeful. So yeah.
I love it. I love it. It's like, it's not that the fear isn't there, right? And it's like the fear is there. Get curious about it. Work with it. See where it's
yeah, going. Yeah. I'm finding the ways to work with it and go forward anyway. So
beautiful. You. So happy to hear it. These are all amazing celebrations. Penny.
Hi. Yeah, two things. When I have the 5-week program I'm trying to get off, I have 2 people paid and 3 more people I'm in conversation with. So I'm celebrating that. And tomorrow I'm giving a workshop presentation at an international festival, and I'll get to advertise there too. So I'm happy about that.
That's visibility, putting yourself out there.
Yep.
Great.
Yep.
Yay. Yay. Amazing celebrations, you guys. I'm really excited for all of you. I want to share. Hey, Kelsey, glad you're here. Good to see you. I think a lot of you know Mara, but maybe not all of you know her. And I just want to take a moment and welcome her to our circle. She's just stepping in. She's a Sacred Depths graduate and just amazing, amazing individual. Mara, I'm so happy that you're here. We can't hear you though.
It's like the 3rd time I've done that today. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. And I just get, already I'm getting a sense of what an amazing group of people you are. So I'm honored to be here. Thanks.
Yay. It's so good to see your face. All right, you guys. So as I said, we're going to do some practice today. And somebody's going to be in the hot seat. I'm going to ask one of you guys to be the coach and one of you all to be the client. But we're all going to participate. I always learn a lot from observing other people coaching. There's so much to learn and grow here, no matter what role you're going to be playing today. So let me just lay it out a little bit more so that we all understand. So we'll have a coaching session, and it'll last, it's going to be a little shorter than, you know, a regular session may be. So it'll be about, 26, if you have to push it another minute or two, but around 26 minutes. There's a lot that can be done in that amount of time. And when you start, we will just pretend that there is somewhat of a relationship established. If you generally like to do a grounding at the beginning of the session, I'm just going to say, if you really feel like you need to do one, do a short one, or else you can just skip it and jump in. And, in 26 minutes, you may get to the whole shebang or not. That's okay. See if you can get to a place of completion by the time that, the time is up. I'll keep time for all of us that are watching and observing, this is going to be a very active process, an active learning process. So as you are, if you're not the coach or the client, as you're observing, I want you to be paying attention to a number of things and taking notes. I want you to pay attention to energetics and the container and what you notice about the energetics between the practitioner and the client. I want you to be using your deep listening skills to be listening to the client and to be listening for things that maybe aren't coming through in the conversation. I want you to take note of the questions that the practitioner is asking and what you think about the questions that the practitioner is asking. I want you to take note and see if there's strategizing happening, visioning happening. As you're listening, I want you to write down some of your own questions or own ways of creating awareness, or maybe different threads that you would be pulling out, right? So think about, like, what are you, as you're observing, what would you do differently? Or what questions do you have for the practitioner on why they asked a certain question or why they went down a certain road? So look for what the practitioner is doing really, really well. And then also look for places where you're not sure why they made decisions that they made, as well as things that you might do differently. I know that's a lot. And then what we'll do is when we're done with the session, we'll take some time and kind of pick it apart and, you know, do even deeper learning based on our observations. As always, it's all done with love and admiration and mutual respect and support, just like what we bring to our clients in our containers with our clients, and it's all for all of our learning. So who would like to volunteer to be the coach? Who'd like to be the coach? I'm gonna give you half a minute to think about it, raise your hand. I'm gonna pick, who I'm gonna pick is not like based on who I love all of you equally. It's just like, I'm going to kind of pick intuitively who I feel today as a group we're all going to learn the most from. Don't be scared. Who wants to coach? I'll give you guys a little bit. They're also going to pick someone. Who's up for it? We need someone. Nobody's going for it? All right, I'm gonna pick someone. Are you sure? Going once, going twice? Gail, for some reason, I am coming to you. Would you be willing?
Do you hear? I'm like here saying in my head, I can't. I don't feel like it. I don't want to. I'm so resistant and I'm very scattered today. But I'd like to try.
Awesome.
I'm really, really having a hard time with the idea of doing it. But part of me does want to. It's just, I'm terrified.
So I hear you on the fear. It's definitely courageous to step in. And I think one of the reasons why I called on you is because I could feel the desire and the fear, which I think shows up in your business in lots of different ways too. Yeah. And so this could be a practice of making the desire take higher priority over the fear and applying in the imperfection, like the knowing that it can only be imperfect. That's the only way, right? It's going to be, and using it as a learning opportunity. What do you think?
Okay.
Awesome.
Still terrified.
I hear you. And I want to just like honor you for being willing to do it, even with the fear. And thank you. All right. Maybe I'll get a quicker volunteer for a client.
That's
who wants to be. Who's going to be our client? Mara, thank you. Are you raising your hand? Awesome.
I am.
Great. Good, good, good.
Okay thank with you, Gail?
Fine with me.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you both. All right. So I am going to, wait, I just need to do math in my head. Oh no, I can just put a timer on my phone. Hold on a second. So I'll let you know, I'll put it in the chat, Gail. When you've got, you know, you should watch time yourself.
Yeah.
So wait, what's 27 plus 26?
Oh,
53. So about 1:54 Eastern is when you should be done, but I'll also let you know when you have, I'll give you like a 4 or 5 minute notification in the chat.
I was actually going to, you said 26 minutes because
mm-hmm.
I was actually going to start a timer.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
I have a hard time watching the clock, but if the
completely, time, yes.
I
however, can. What, however works for you.
Add it. Okay.
All right. And then you can just jump in whenever you're ready.
So we're doing, can I just ask a question before we start? So we're just doing a coaching session and I'm going to approach it like that. Like somebody's just come to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you want to start with intentions.
Okay.
And I'm just going to plug in my headphones so I don't have to yell.
Great.
Okay. Can you hear yes. me? So I don't have to yell into my computer. Okay. It's good to see you, friend.
Hi, good to see you. How are you feeling?
Hi. I'm doing good.
What are your for today? What would you like to work on or accomplish?
So, yeah, I kind of want... I feel like I need to speak the experience I'm having because I sense that my experience, my emotions might take over more than I want them to. So if I get it out onto the table, I can get clear about the choice I want to make and go into the direction of a more powerful choice than what my mind is wanting me to focus on today. I know that sounds vague, but I guess what I want is clarity around kind of my inner dialogue. Yeah, I'll say that. I would like clarity around kind of like this fight that I have going on in my head right now. In the background, it's seems to be going on in the background as I try to work.
Okay, so let me just see if I'm getting a good sense of what you're saying. It sounds like things are overwhelming, like there's so much coming in and so much welling up within you. You want to be able to express it and get a sense of, well, what am I really needing to focus on now?
Yeah, exactly. That's it. What? Yeah, yeah. What do I want to focus on now? Right, right. Because there's just so much like coming into my awareness all the time. So what is it I really want to kind of shine the light of my awareness? Where do I want to put that right now? Yeah, okay. Moving forward. Mm-hmm.
So are you feeling grounded right now?
Yeah, so I definitely feel like fear is popping up in my stomach. Like just, it's almost like I can feel myself, like that fear is like, oh God, don't shine that light. No, I want to live in the shadows. I want to, you know, safe in the shadows. And just talking about it, I can feel like flutters of a little bit of nervousness come up. Yeah.
Do you want to say any more about that? What it feels like?
What I'm nervous about, just about this topic?
No, just whatever right now, like what you're feeling, how it feels.
Yeah,
Gail,
so.
I'm sorry, Gail, can you just talk a little bit louder? I'm having trouble hearing you.
Sorry, let me bring this a little closer and I'll try and talk a little louder.
That's good, yeah. You know, it's odd that I'm really getting the sense of this part of me not wanting to be found out. Yeah, like this part of me wanting to keep myself safe and in the shadows. I just sense that right now in the moment. Just be quiet. Everything will be okay if you're small and quiet, you know, that type of thing going on.
Do you think this is affecting your ability to bring up what you really want to deal with right now? That it's kind of afraid to come up?
Yeah. I think normally it would, but because I trust you, I'm kind of ready to dive in. Yeah. Normally it would take me a while to dive in, but I mean, just seeing like your face there and knowing you the way I know, I'm like, oh, it's safe. Okay. Like I'm ready to talk to this part of me and say, okay, we can dive in. It's all right.
So how about trying that?
Yeah.
What conversation would you like to have with this fear, with this?
Yeah. What's going on? So what's going on is, you know, I just started this new business and I have 6 clients. And I just found out this week, someone who had put a deposit down doesn't want to start now. And that kind of took my breath away and it broke my heart in a way. And it was kind of like, I am so invested into this coaching practice. I am so in love with it that even someone saying right now broke my heart. There's risk in this coaching practice. There's so much that I want. There's so much at play. And I'm getting kind of squirrely around it. Like instead of just like, okay, now it's time to do outreach. It's like, I gotta get clients. You know, like it's clingy, it's fearful. And I don't want that to drive my behavior. I just want to be like, committed to outreach. And I love I think it was Karen was talking about earlier of like, set your intention, call in who you want to call, like set it out, do a ritual where you want to just call out people who want to come to you. There's so much peace in that. And I want to be at peace, but right now I'm feeling very clingy, kind of squirrely, kind of fearful. Like, how do I get the clients? How do I, you know,
up to her section, like the part of you that's feeling that squirrely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
That comfortable feeling.
Yeah.
What does that part like to say to you? What wants to be expressed?
It's like, don't do this, Mara. Don't do this. Don't go out there. Don't dive in the way you're diving in. There's nothing safe about this. This will break your heart. This will break your heart. This means way too much to you. This is gonna hurt. That fear in me is just like, this is gonna hurt. This will hurt. Yeah, this is gonna hurt. This is gonna hurt. I'm normally, I can be pretty armored up, but this is kind of like my coaching practice is like my Achilles heel. It's just, I could cry just thinking about how much I love it. And it's like being a mom, like, don't mess with my kid, you know?
I see you touching.
Yeah.
Heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that where the feeling is? And if you take a little time to breathe into that, how does that part look to you right now? Or feel to you right now?
It feels very kid-like in that, like, I feel like begging someone or something, as if there is someone to beg other than myself. Like, please let me have this. Please let me have this. Please let me have this. You know, it's like this imploring. It's, and I feel tears in my eyes. I'm just like, oh, please, please, please. And almost like a part of me knows it's going to be taken away, and I'm just begging, please, please don't let this be taken away. You know, it's very kid-like in nature, I'd say. And I find it very curious, because as an adult, what I get is up to me, but there's a part of me that thinks some other person or thing or force is in charge here, you know?
Is that a whole part of you?
Yeah.
One part of you. Like, how old is that?
It's 6 years old, part of a family of seven who knows full well you can't get what you want. There's just too many who are fighting for the same thing. You just really, what you got to do is let go of expectation and let go of hope. And when you do that, it's, you numb yourself out, but it doesn't hurt to want, you know, to want what you can't have. Yeah. That sounds crazy to me as an adult, I got to tell you, but in it, it's like, I feel for that part of me, you know?
So what could you, as your adult self, what could you say to that part of yourself that's like, if I just numb up, I won't get hurt. But I want it.
I think I'd want her to know that I have so many more resources than I've ever had in my entire life. You know, and that I'm not going to give up. That I'll work on it a little bit each day. I'm not going to overwhelm myself. That it's possible. It's more possible than I ever knew. It really is possible. You know, it's possible. Just, it's okay. And I know how to deal with a broken heart. A brokenheartedness doesn't break me. It actually makes me feel life more deeply. It adds a richness to my life. There's more color in brokenheartedness, and it doesn't last. It doesn't last. It's okay, you know?
How is that part of you feeling? Does she hear you? Does she feel you? Does she know?
Yeah, it's an image of her just popped into my head with her head against my lap, just kind of getting sleepy, you know, it's okay. It's all right. And then like right then, as I said that, I started like a spark came to mind, like I wanted, like I immediately I started like secretly looking for my pen, like what if inspiration strikes? I should write something down because I can really use this moving forward. Like I started feeling like energy coming in, like, oh, it's going to be okay. All right, what do I want to do now? You know, it was just like the spark that came out. It was nice.
So feeling that spark.
Mm.
Take a moment, take some time to really feel that spark, allowing that inspiration to be available to you, all of you.
Oddly, I even feel it in my knees right now. Oh, this is good. I have felt really kind of drab and dead all day long. So this is nice. This is like the first color of the day. And I also just feel this need for community. I feel this need. I'm just so glad to be on this call because I feel like there are people out there who get what this feels like to just be in love with this work and have it be so meaningful. And like everybody understands the risk of really putting ourselves out there and going after something that's so precious. And we just can't control it all, but we just can do our best. You know, I feel very grateful to, like, I feel like I am a part of a circle, and that could just make me cry thinking about that. That goes right to my throat, like feeling that.
Be witnessed by.
Yeah, and witnessed and accompanied, like, wow, not alone. You know, like, whoa, that's new. You know, I'm a pretty independent kind of girl. So this is pretty cool.
So if I'm getting it right, it's feeling the support of your community.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's important to me too. Like, don't let me go. Don't let me go. Like, please. I want to be a part. I want to be a part. This is one of my resources. I feel very like tenderhearted, very open and vulnerable right now. I don't feel armored up right now. I kind of, like, I feel like I'm just putting it all out there. And it's really, geez, I should do this more often. This is really filling. I don't do this at work. I don't do this at work. During my full-time job, I don't show up unarmored. I don't show up saying what I want. I don't show up talking about what's precious to me. I don't do that.
And how about in your business?
Jeez. Yeah. That's the beauty. And the vulnerability of it all, you know, did you, geez, I'm just so all in. It's so hard and it's wonderful. I mean, even like, I mean, I have tears right now, but it's very rich. You know, there's so much richness in it. There's so much heart. My heart feels open. And I'm nervous and it's all the things, you know, it's so all the things.
So where right now in this, what you've expressed in your community and in your own knowledge of yourself and your own resources, Can you find your ground in that?
This is my ground right now. Like, the ground is apparently in my tears. The ground is in, you know, the soft front. I was reading something this week about, you know, that Buddhist notion of soft front, you know, straight back, you know, straight back, soft front, you know, like, and this is the groundedness, like just dropping the armor and being like, and apparently I can't do this on my own. Like, oh my gosh, friend, can you believe it? Can you believe all the things? Can you believe this? It's just everything to me. And like saying it out loud, being witnessed in it, telling the truth about it. And it doesn't fix any of it, but it's where I have to start. It's where all the language I'm going to use comes from, all the language I will use in my coaching, all the language I will use in my marketing. This is the ground, apparently. I didn't know this until right now. This is it.
I can feel that ground. I can feel it. I actually feel that ground under me, what you just said.
Oh, this is possible, right?
What do you think? What do you feel?
I feel like I want you to say yes. I feel like you be in charge. Do you know how much work this is? You do it.
Is it I see you doing
it. Yeah.
I see you doing the work and I see you finding the ground beneath you. And it wasn't what you thought it was. I think maybe you didn't even know it was there.
No, it's not what I expected. It's not what I knew. None of what's going on is what I had planned on or knew about. I just knew. I mean, it was so vague as to go north and, you know, go north, go sign up with this lady, go do that and just go talk to Gail. Like, and what was going to come out of it? I didn't know I didn't have it all planned out. I didn't have a whole lot of clarity, but it's just like, go do this, go in that direction. And apparently that works. And I'm hoping this continues to work because I don't have a step-by-step detailed process all in my head right now of what I'm going to do next. I don't have it.
What are you feeling clear on right now in this moment?
Whatever comes next, start with this level of openness and wholeheartedness. Start with the risk. The risk of showing up to a block of time where I don't know what's going to come out of that block of time other than write a referral email. I don't know what's going to be in that email. I have some ideas. I have a nice template. I have to do my own. Show up wholeheartedly. Block the time. Light the candle. Have the cup of tea. Put your fingers on the keys and begin, Mara. Dishes are going to wait.
Yes.
You already gave your daughter a snack. This is time to go. No, you don't have to have all the answers. Yes, I know it's all scary. I know, it's time. But I have to start right here with this. Man, I'm going to text you next time. Remind me. Help!
Yeah. And I think that what you said about just sitting down, you've got your block of time, putting your fingers on the keyboard, picking up that pen, whatever it is, it doesn't even if you just type a couple of X's and O's and Z's, and eventually you're going to
get it. Perhaps a nice drawing.
If that's just fingers, what's in your heart and your mind flow into your fingers.
Yes.
Oh, like the emotion.
Yes, yes.
Because you already are. It's just that sometimes you've been stuck.
Yeah. Usually when I'm in this state that I'm in right now, like I just, everything kind of flows. This is very actually similar. When I coach, it's in a similar state. Like I'm just, I'm so open-hearted. But when it comes to doing marketing stuff, yeah, it's like everything kind of closes up, and then it's like the old voice comes out and you must do the thing, you must. But if, you know, what I'm realizing in this conversation is, you know, because I'm used to writing through work, and I know when I begin to write all the questions that are going to come to me if it's not politically sensitive. So when I create at work, I'm pretty armored up. Like I know the cast of characters. I know what I could get pinged on. I know the edits, the critiques that will come in, and I know how to avoid that. So I know how to write. This is different. And if I could just be in the state of the state that I'm in when I coach, when I start doing marketing, I think that's what I need. I think that's the clarity that I'm getting is,
yeah.
It's a different mindset. It's a different state when I'm writing for coaching than when I'm writing for leadership development, or trying to get my program off the ground in leadership development, that is, yeah.
Yeah, it's different. I think it sounds like there's such a big difference between writing for the corporation, I'll call it, and writing from your heart and your mind.
Yes.
About what you do and about what you want.
Yeah. So I think now, after this conversation, I think what I'll do is I didn't mindfully and intentionally get myself into a receptive state. You know, like I remember, like Joanna talks about being like bone, you know, like, you know, a container on the outside with, you know, hollow on the end to feel really connected. And I do that. I work myself into that state when I coach, but I have not been doing that in my marketing. So I feel like moving forward, that's what I'll do. I'll set the same, like when I coach, I set a candle. I put my questions, it gets a sacred space. I don't do that for marketing. Moving forward, I'm going to do that.
So your plan is to have your sacred space?
Yeah. Intentionally create a place, you know, do some prayer, do some centering, some meditation to open myself up. If I'm really closed, I'll have a conversation with someone to open myself up. And then begin, just freaking begin, you know, begin. It's time. It's really time. Thank you.
I'm totally amazed. Totally. Not surprised. Just, I'm totally amazed. you can definitely do this.
Thanks, Anne. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Ah. Yay. Thank you.
Both. Wow. That was a journey, man. Woo.
All right. So let's first, Gail, I want to talk to you for a minute. Are you there?
I'm here.
I see you on my screen. Are you there? Okay. Somehow I can't see you on my screen. Hopefully it'll get there. So Gail, what do you pick one? There's so much that you did so well. What's the one thing that you really want to own about that session? What's one thing that you know that you did really, really well?
I think I connected well.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I got her channels well. Mm-hmm. I keep thinking of what I'm thinking, well, but I didn't, and I could have.
Well, that's why I'm asking this question first, right? So yeah, so you say you connected really well. And so let's talk about this for a moment. So that's energetics, right? That is a big piece of energetics, connecting with the client, staying present with the client, holding the space for the client, letting the client feel seen and heard and loved, respected, all of that. You know, and you did that. I mean, from what I was observing, you were there with her every moment, right? Just that full presence, which is a big piece of why Mara was able to go so deep. I mean, she already trusts you. You guys have a relationship, and she's clearly someone who goes deep and knows herself well, but that container that you held and that connection that you're talking about, so important. Good. All right, so I want to hear from some others of you. What else did you notice Gail did really well? What did you observe? What do you want to pull out in terms of, you know, what was done really well? What did you see?
I'll say something if that's okay. Just to kind of echo a little bit of what you said, but like how she held the container, you know, once she dropped in, you could see them connect deeper, and that allowed for Mara to go where she had to go, which then allowed her to like connect to that energy that sounds like will really shift her. So just holding the space in the container. Even if she was nervous, like she was able to just be there and listen and witness, which was really great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's such a beautiful example of how like half the work is just holding the space, you know, like our clients really, they do a lot of it themselves, but the energetics are bar none. Inbal.
I feel like this session is a perfect example of less is more, because, and it is like kind of, I mean, related to the space, but like Gail wasn't, like she wasn't over explaining, because I'm seeing this from my perspective, she wasn't over explaining, she wasn't overly like reflecting. It was like the thread was there, but it didn't like, it also gave the client space to come to her own, like while being held. So that's very powerful for me.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you're pulling that out. It's really important. So I think there's a couple things in what you're sharing. So number one, a reminder that a lot of the time, really most of the time, less is more. You know, for sure, like we don't need to over explain and, you know, all of that. But the other thing, and maybe you didn't say this exactly, Inbal, but you know, as you were talking, what it made me also think about is like each one of us as practitioners, we have our own energy and way of being. And the more that we can lean in to who we are, not try to be anyone else, then the more powerful it's going to be. And like Gail, and you can tell me if you agree with this, Gail, but Gail, by nature, you are, I think like a little softer, and you know, I think that you by nature, like your strength is that you're this like listener that holds the space, and you were completely, in terms of what Inbal is sharing, like playing off of that strength for yourself. Does that make sense what I'm saying? And you guys can feel free to disagree, but it's less is more, less is more, less is more. And also if you happen to be somebody that is like louder or a bigger talker, less is more too, but also play off of that strength as well. Calvin.
Yeah, so kind of adding to both of those pieces, I think, you know, part of Gail's style really was kind of working a lot in the body. Like, where are you feeling this? And that was a really good focus. And, you know, I think that was a big piece of the journey, was just following the feels.
Yeah, 100%. She just really beautifully and masterfully used that body and heart level, which are related learning of learning and processing. And also to even go deeper with that. So there was a lot of that in different ways. And also, do you guys notice, it was just this really well done modification of befriend your fear. Right. So in the like befriend your fear process, it's usually like you're in the whole time. But Gail was just so masterfully going from the in to the out, to the in, to the out, going up to the cognitive. And it was just so elegantly done. Nice. Lissa.
Yeah, I noticed that Gail did a lovely job of following Mara when Mara had another, like a new feeling would show up, that Gail would ask about that particular feeling, or if a new thought came up, that she would just very gently ask about that new one, and so that it gave Mara the opportunity to explore that thread. Yeah. A little more, and bring her in places that she hadn't expected.
Yeah, a lot of following threads and then pausing in certain moments to go deeper. Yes, it's so important to do that, right? We don't want to rush through. Bryn.
Hey, that was beautiful to witness, Gail. I wrote some notes, like I love the clarity of the how to clarify the want for her in the beginning. I thought that was really, really masterful. And she was like, yeah, that's it. Like you can really see her like, yeah, that's the one. And also well, Mara's clearly somebody who knows how to process herself, or who is really familiar with going into herself, and how you just kind of sat back and just kind of let her take herself there instead of just jumping in and guiding it. So just like, it was like that beautiful hands-off approach when somebody can really go in it for themselves. That was like, I was like, yes, don't say anymore, let her go. like nice. And I loved when you came up this like, this is the ground, right? I missed that part, and you said this is the ground. It's like, yeah, she was like, she went back, this is the ground. I can't remember exactly how you said it or what was going on there, but it was like you allowed her to see where she is grounded in all this. And
yeah, she said, where can you find the ground?
Yeah. I was like, oh, nice. So thank you.
Yeah. The laying back and the allowing, and not all clients will be able to do that. And that is also a strength of Gail's, but that being able, similar to what Imba was saying, like that being able to kind of step back and let it happen can create so much agency in the process. Good. Penny.
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. I mean, what everybody was saying, right from the beginning of getting her, and I thought that there was like a level of energetic and clicking that I could see Mara relaxing into, knowing she was going to be heard and seen in a way that felt right to her, and being in the body, but especially like staying in the body and in the heart and allowing the heart, I think was in the end what allowed her to make this big leap, because it was like getting past all the cognitive stuff allowed her to then make that leap about, oh, here I am struggling with my marketing and writing these letters, but I can take the, you know, I had this insight, I can take this, make a sacred space out of that too. And then that'll bring a whole new state into doing that piece of it. It was just like a really beautiful leap of learning that I think came out of opening up her heart and relaxing her body and having her feel more safe and seen. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%, which and relates to exactly what she was talking about, letting, like when she lets go of the armor, like we saw it happen in real time, like insight after insight after insight was happening. Yeah, good. Anne?
So a lot of people have already pinged things on my list, so I won't repeat. There was one particular moment that I wanted to bring out, which was when Mara said, I just want someone to tell me that this is doable or that this is going to work. I can't remember what the exact phrasing was, right? And I really appreciated how Gail didn't take the bait to go, of course you can do it, right? Put the agency back in Mara's hands and said, well, what do you think? Because that really could have gone either way, right? Like Mara could have gone with, well, yeah, of course I can do it. Or could have connected with a part going, well, no, I don't think I can do it. That's why I keep asking people. And those would have taken the session in different directions, but making an assumption that reassurance what was needed would have just sort of stopped that process. And then, and I think other people have also, you know, touched on it, that it, you know, Mara, like, I recognize it because I'm that person too, who does a lot of self-coaching, like as I'm bringing stuff out when I'm the client, but that can actually be a really difficult client to work with and to know how to balance letting them go on their own train and when to kind of pause them and go, wait a minute, can we come back to this piece? And so I just want to acknowledge that there are many different ways to handle that balance. And there's no right way. And I think what other people are have been pulling out what was the most important thing was the way that Gail and Mara were connected energetically is what informed how that got handled, that there wasn't like a formula.
Yeah, that's, yes, 100%. And I wanna come back to the moment that you pulled out, because it's one that I also noted, and I just wanna add to what you agree with everything that you said. What I wanna add to it is, I forget the exact words that Mara answered after Gail said, well, what do you think, right? So Mara asked, you know, this is possible, right? And Gail said, what do you think? And I forget, Gail, what you said, but there was a hint in there, or sorry, Mara, I forget what you said, but there was a hint in there of, and I do want you to tell me that it's possible, right? And that was the right moment. Gail did after that say, and yes, you know, however you said it, I believe this is possible or this is possible. So it's like there is a moment to not take the bait, and then there is a moment to take it as well. And you responded to each one really beautifully. Good. Bryn.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that point up too, because that was pretty cool. Because I was like, oh no, is she going to say it? You know, is Gail going to say yes? And then what was going to happen or not? So I liked seeing how that played out. That was really neat. I also think Gail did a great job with going into the body and being there. And like you said, going out, I'm like, oh, you can go out and go back in. Like, you know, that was really neat to see her do that. But one of the things I think Gail did a great job in is honoring the mystery of where Mara was, like, you know, kind of trying to figure out in the beginning, there was a little bit of like kind of vagueness, like, well, it's not sure, you know, it's a feeling, you know, and then like, I think she did a great job in dishonoring the mystery of it all.
Yeah, not needing to get there, you know, at a certain point or in a certain way or know it right away, 100%. Okay, good. In a moment, we'll get to some things that we may have done differently or questions that we have for Gail. I just want to see if there are any other things that I noted to pull out. Oh, one, you towards the beginning, I didn't know what it was response to, but Gail just had a great question, which is one that we all know, but sometimes we forget to ask, which is just, can you talk more about that? right? Like I didn't need any, you know, fancy words or pulling together ideas. Just like, can you talk more about that? When right as they were going to go into that more inner dialogue, you know, Mara said something like, I feel like an inner dialogue or, you know, this and that. And Gail got the permission in a very elegant way. She said, well, how about trying that? How about trying dialogue, right? Because we do, you know, sometimes want to get that permission. I see you touching your heart, right? So there was a lot of creating awareness and reflection. So when Mara was touching her heart, I see you touching your heart, right? Just a beautiful, subtle way of helping the client connect in more to what they're feeling, to what's coming up for them. At some point, Gail affirmed, I can feel that ground, right? When Mara was talking, I can feel that ground, right? So that creating awareness of it. All right, so what are things, and Gail, you can participate in this too, and Mara also, you can, you know, any of this. What are some things that you might have done differently or different directions you may have gone in or different moments you may have paused on more or questions that you have for Gail on decisions that she made?
So is it okay if I can start? Is it Anne who brought it up? Saying something about, and this didn't occur to me at the time. She said, you know, she's coaching herself a little here. And I do have a habit of coaching myself. And so that was like a big insight. And I think if it were me and I have a client who's like starting to, like, it's almost as though sometimes I'll ask my own question and answer it. And if I saw that, like, I mean, noticed I did that at the end. So, okay, my next steps are, like, Gail didn't ask me. I asked myself, what are your next steps? Yeah. And I did that. So here's, I was thinking, you know, of calling that out. Like maybe as a coach, I would call that out. It sounds like you're kind of coaching yourself here. What does this mean? Mm-hmm. You know, what else am I, you know, yeah. What does that mean for you? You're coaching yourself right now. And I'd probably dig in. I'd start digging in there to figure out what that means.
Mm-hmm. So to support the client, to kind of create the connection and see more.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cause I'm now curious about that in myself. And I just want, I'm using that right now to be aware of, cause I'm thinking about one client in particular who sometimes does that. Yeah. And I don't say anything.
Yeah.
And so I think moving forward, I might ask about it.
Yeah. I think that's a great insight. And I think there's two ways that it can be done. So one, where you're putting it completely on the client in the way that you're talking about, you know, so I'm noticing that you're coaching yourself, you know, what is that about? Or why do you think that might be happening? Another way is if you do have a sense, or if there's something important that can, if there's a celebration in it, maybe that's a better way for me to say, like, if there's a celebration in it, that's something I might reflect and then ask about, right? So if it were happening in a situation where a client is feeling unsure of themselves, I would say, I notice you know, you know, it depend on the context, but yeah, I'm noticing that you're really supporting yourself to find the answers in this conversation. It's something that you have inherently inside of you. How does that land?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Right? So sometimes it can be an open question. Other times it can be used as a way to connect some dots.
I like that.
Beautiful. Thank you. Great. Gail.
I just wanted to say that, I mean, I know she coaches herself, but I think it would be good for me to bring out and acknowledge and celebrate, because I think she does a good job in coaching herself. It's not like she's coaching herself out of something or forcing herself. She's just bringing out her inner coach.
Yeah, right. It's not, she wasn't, somebody else might be using it as a liability possibly, but in general, it was an asset for her.
And I think it's important to acknowledge that.
Yeah, beautiful. Agreed. Who else? What's something you may have done differently, asked differently, different road you might have gone down, or a question that you have for Gail? And don't be shy. This is for all of our learning. We already know that Gail did an amazing job. Involved.
So this could be a stylistic thing. I would have done more reflection and pausing or affirming certain insights, because the client had so much wisdom. So either like affirming her own knowledge of self or her wisdom or related to this coaching. So like more specifically, when Mara said, you know, like this, she kept talking about like the armor. So like to bring that in and maybe like work with the armor in some way. Especially being so much in the body. Yeah. And then there was another point when Mara said that she learned that that about letting go of expectations and wants, because it hurts to want. And I felt like that was so critical to the core issue. And how she started out, like that it's like she wants so badly that she's like clinging.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that I noted as well. And you know, with the amount of time that we have in sessions, there's different, but there are agreed. I just to kind of go back into some of this. So with the showing up unarmored, I think there were a number of places where that could have gone. That could have gone into the body. It could have gone into feeling what it feels like to be armored versus not feeling armored. There was a little bit of strategizing. To me, that was also like an opening point where some strategy could have come in. So there was, Gail, you did do some strategizing. You know, I wrote down, you said the question, and how about in your business? So, you know, meaning like, how would you show up unarmored in your business? I would have pulled that even to some more concrete details, right? So, you know, what would you be doing differently in your business right now if you were to bring this feeling of, you know, being unarmored? What are some things that you would be talking about and standing for and sharing about if you, you know, could go in unarmored? So that was one of the places. Another place, I'll just pick the ones that you shared for now, Inval. The this will hurt part. And again, we all make choices, you know, when we're coaching. So it's not, one isn't better than the other. But for me, and I'm curious if you guys heard it, There was a energetic charge in the this will hurt. And I felt like there were more legs there that could have been explored. Anne.
I feel like I'm brain sharing with Inbal today. so I want, those were actually the two things. So I'll just go into the pieces that were a little different. The piece about being armored up at work really stood out for me, kind of working backwards. I had a different take on it, and this may be my own filter, that what I was hearing was at the day job, at work, that being armored up allows for a kind of really focused productivity. And that there was this very black and white, I have to be armored and guarded at work to be productive. But in my coaching business, I have to be completely unarmored and completely inspired and completely vulnerable. But structure gives us something to push against, to build. And so I would be interested to explore what are the positives and negatives about the armoring, and how can you bring the positive structure of that into work without losing, so keeping the strong back, you know, with the soft front, right? That metaphor. I really wanted to go into that conversation about boundaries and structures and keeping authenticity. And then also that this is going to hurt. And I wrote down, and I didn't write down whether it was Mara's words or my impression, wants to feel positive, but facing this fear. And then it seemed like a lot of the self-coaching went into trying to find the positive places. And there was a little bit of facing the fear and a little bit of like embracing that six-year-old. I didn't feel like that really got resolved the, and I'm get, I have a very different style and I'm aware of that. Like, I really want to know more about that fear. I want more information about that and a much deeper and broader integration of it, because it the effect for me of having that not resolved, at least not in the way that my filters want it to be, had a lot of what came after it feel like, this is something I want to believe and then I want to have be true, but I'm working really hard to own it because what's holding it apart from my core is still kind of in the space. And I may be completely off base, but that was pervasive for me, kind of around the edges of, there's something else going on here.
Yeah, so I love that you're sharing that, because that would be my tendency as well, but also different people have different styles. And so I want to actually hear from Mara how that lands for you. And, you know, because that will be very educational for us too, because we don't have to go like into the deep stuff in every session too, like, yeah. Right? So, but I am really curious, Mara, how that lands for you.
First of all, just like on the surface, kind of like what Anne's noting is my habit of all or nothing, like all open or completely shut. And that does show up in my life in kind of curious ways. And I would definitely want to go deeper there. I love that question. And it's definitely something I'm going to think about. And then the other thing is, I'm noting that as Anne is talking, I'm starting, like, it feels edgy to me. And when something feels edgy to me, it's almost like I get a little bit foggy inside. Like, I know this is a very ripe, important area for me. So that is probably where I would wanna go next in a coaching conversation, is go right into there, because I'm starting to get foggy. It's getting edgy. It's, something's happening right there. I can feel it.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, Mara. Awesome. Thank you, Anne. Yes. Yeah, so just to like kind of tie that all together, how do I want to tie it together? I think that there are some situations, because I am one of those people that's like almost always going to go in. And also it's good learning for me to not always, right? But it does sound like in this case, if not in this session, the next session, you would want to get in deeper. There. Good. Awesome. Calvin.
I had a lot of similar ones that were already said, but I think one that we haven't quite touched on that happened earlier than I got a little distracted there. The piece that happened a little bit earlier was around not wanting to be found out or wanting to keep herself safe or in the shadows. That was an area that I was wanting to hear a little bit more about, before we got into the hurt. I think maybe there was a relationship there, but we had heard about the shadow piece a little bit earlier than the pain piece.
Yeah, 100%. So again, like, we're always making different decisions with our time and But that was another place absolutely that stood out where it may have been very valuable to go in and get deeper there and kind of integrate that some more. Good. Lissa. We can't hear you.
I double tapped. A piece that I would definitely stick a pin in the client coach relationship is the fact that she's one of seven. And this relates to that six-year-old part of her that was speaking, because, and it could be my own filter of being one of five, knowing the kinds of survival skills that we make decisions about at a young age before we're even aware. And just making a note that I would definitely stick a pin in that piece of information in the coaching client relationship, because guaranteed it's going to come back around again in the approach that someone has to life.
Yeah, for sure. Like that's, so many pieces, but that's another piece where you may have gone deeper in that session, but if not, as the practitioner, that's something that you're going to want to pull in, for sure. There was a lot in there. And even for me, this may be my own filter and not, but something I probably would have wanted to just look at a little bit. One of the things that struck me as that part was Mara said, well, with so many children, there were too many fighting for the same thing. And I thought, how does that relate to how you're approaching business? So yeah, there's so many rich pieces.
Wow.
Right. Or not getting your hopes up because somebody else is going to take it, or just right. All the let things.
Right. And then the next sentence was let go. And then I've learned to let go of expectation.
Yeah.
Good. Corinne.
Hi. So this is like something that I might have done differently.
I feel like your microphone is a little blocked.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, not as well as I usually do, but yeah.
Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, I'll just unplug my headset. So some of the things that I might have done differently, knowing that I'm a shadow work coach, just like what I do is I look for where does this come from, training my mind to see where did this come from in your childhood, where is the underlying deeper wound. So like I tend to go like zoom deep too fast. And one of my skills that I'm practicing is like, how do I not go so deep in every one of my sessions? But I think I would have spent more time anchored into your body to actually feel those different states. Like Joanna says, what do you call, lean into that, make a body memory of it. Right. I would have probably here gone to choose your own shadow journey, or do like more of a shadow work process to kind of really get to that inner child and really support that little girl, give her what she needed. Something that I'm would also might have played with here is exploring what is easier for you to start something or to finish something or to better something, right? Are you good at starting a project? Are you good at taking a started project and edit it, make it better? Or are you really good at putting the finishing touches on it and send it off? Like I know for myself, I'm suck at starting. I never finish it, but give me something and I can noodle it so that it's beautiful. But I need to have strategies in place to get it started and to get it finished. So I would have probably spent some of the strategy time on that.
Nice. Yeah, so a couple pieces in there. First, just for, because not everybody here is an advanced, some of the stuff that Corinne mentions are or her shadow work training, and then some of like the choose your own shadow journey is one of the techniques that I just taught in advance. There's lots of different ways to kind of go in there. The talking about the getting more into the body, I did feel like Mara got in there pretty, you know, she's someone who kind of could go in pretty quick. But yeah, again, you know, personal choice, certain points to land on that a little bit more. One of the places that really stuck out for me was when Mara said, I really feel for that part of me. It was that younger part of herself. I wanted her to take some time with that. That felt important. Good. All right, I know we're at time, so I'll wrap us up for now. First of all, thank you again, Gail. It was amazing. I'm so glad that you chose the desire over the fear and stretched yourself. We all were able to just be enriched by it and learn so much. And I hope it gives you a little bit of confidence too. It was incredible. Mara, thank you for your vulnerability. And just thank you everybody for the conversation and for the learning and for the circle and the space. I'm thinking about all of you and sending you love. Let me know what you need. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.